Good morning, brothers and sisters. As you know, my name is James, right? And my wife, Lois, your Vietnam missionary. First of all, we want to praise the Lord. First English, and the next Vietnamese.
So good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me.
Amen. God is so good. He kept us in Vietnam for 8 years through Oak Ridge Baptist Church. I thank God I am able to tell you about Vietnam mission this morning. I want to share God's word first today and about later next Vietnam mission. Through today's word, John chapter 1 verse 43 to 51 already read, we can realize that Nathanael had prejudice about Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 verse 46, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? But as a matter of fact, he was waiting for the Messiah to come. He was praying, reading, and meditating on God's word under the fig tree. He was a very faithful man, as Jesus commanded him directly. Verse 47, here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. Nathanael was a very faithful man among all Israelites. But Nathanael had prejudice against Jesus Christ. The definition of prejudice is an unfavorable opinion or feeling formed beforehand or without knowledge, thought, or reason. Naval Dictionary. While I stay in Vancouver, I talk almost every day with our Vietnamese teachers through phone and email. Now, Vietnam School of Hope, grade 4 students, their ages are 14, 15, and 16 years old. If they went to school regularly, their age must be 9 years old, right? But our students' ages are much older because they did not go to school on time or just stayed at home and came to our school to study. So they are teenagers already, and they do not listen to their teacher. Even during class, they make such a noise, sleep and singing, etc. So the grade 4 teacher, Go Hue, began to teach louder and louder. She had a very hard time. Last Lunar New Year holiday, Go Hue wanted to visit her hometown for 1 month, which is 2 weeks longer than our New Year holiday, New Year break. I couldn't say no because I know she was having a very hard time to teach the grade 4 students. I met with the teachers and had many meetings. We tried many ways to treat and discipline them, but they did not change much. So I thought, we do not have grade 5 this fall semester, because if they become grade 5, they will make more trouble. How about let them graduate at grade 4, no grade 5? Many thoughts confused my mind. And one day, I got a call from Vietnam. But I did not know who was calling, so I didn't pick it up. A few minutes later, my phone rang again. I picked up. It was my grade 4 student's V. I was so glad to talk with him through smartphone from Vietnam. After hanging up with V, I saw his online user account name. His name is this. This V Yêu Jesus. It means V loves Jesus. So when I read that sentence, I was amazed. V is getting to know Jesus. Not only V, but all grade 4 students are getting to know Jesus Christ. And V made this cross also. Grade 4, all grade 4 students are getting to know Jesus Christ. After that, I felt very bad in my mind because my prejudice against the grade 4s. Even though they make a lot of noise in the classroom, they are getting to know Jesus Christ little by little. Praise the Lord. Nathanael had prejudice against Jesus Christ. Worldly people have prejudice against Jesus. Jewish people have prejudice against Jesus Christ. The Vietnamese have prejudice against Jesus Christ. As Apostle Philip said, come and see. We have to shout, come and see, to the Vietnamese, Jews, and the world all together. Amen. Okay, now I will continue the Vietnam mission. Xin chào. This is the good morning, everyone. When I visited Vietnam last March with my wife, I found 8 students of School of Ho Vietnam. They quit to study. They do not come to school. So I wondered why they do not come to school. And I visited their house. This is Phuc Hao and Phuc Loc, brothers. Phuc Hao is older one. He's a grade 3, 11 years old. When I visited his house was locked. And then I asked the neighbor. The neighbor said he went to other province to harvest black pepper. It's a black pepper season at the time to make money. And his brother, grade 1 Phuc Loc, went to work at neighbor small house factory. And grade 3 Nguyen, he went to work with his father to build a home. And the grade 4 students, V went to work at another province at the carpenter's house. And the two girls got a job at factory. Fu Pao prays, "This is the reality in Vietnam now. It is 21st century. In Canada, we live, you live like this environment. But in Vietnam, their age should study, but they go to work to make money." So really, I felt sad. This is grade one of first our School of Hope. They are 21 students. Teacher is school one. And the grade two, we have 10 students. Teacher is school one. And the grade three, we have 13 students, I guess, 13 students. Teacher is Kho Tham. Actually, Kho Tham graduated the Philippine Theology School, and she's an interpreter. And this is grade four. Teacher is Kho Huy. And Tai Chom, he will take care of the grade five, the fourth semester, and afternoon class also. These are all our full-time teachers. Two of them graduated the theology school, and they are all born again Christian. Lois and I love them very much. Then we trust them, and then we take care of them very well. They are our co-workers of Kingdom of Heaven. This is afternoon class. Afternoon class, we have English class, music class, and the computer, dancing, and the Bible study group. This is Second School of Hope, Bo Bang, which is about 30 minutes away from our first school. About 10 students studied there. And this is the Humom Tribe Third Hope School of Hope. 20 students studied there. That school located in the middle part of Vietnam, Dak Lak province. Children of Humom tribe. Usually Humom tribes wear the colorful clothes. Woman's Humom tribe. To visit the Humom tribe, there is only that one bridge, only walking or motorbike. Car cannot pass there because too narrow. And these are Ede tribe. They are church leaders. Ede tribe church leader. These are Munom tribe. These three tribe people gather together and they have a worship service on Sunday in Dak Lak province at the church. This is Hope Church on Sunday. Now over 50 people gather together, have a service every Sunday. But we have the place at the grade one classroom. The classroom is not big enough, so children sit on the floor, and over 50 people gather together, and we turn on the electric fence, all we have, but it's very hot there. So we pray for our church building and the school. This is Sunday school. And this is 2016, last year, summer school. Over 60 children came and they had a good time. Summer school. And I got this photo yesterday. 15 children and 3 teachers went to a youth camp in Vung Tau, which is near the southern part of Vietnam. And then they returned 3 nights, 4 days. And then they returned safely at school on Saturday late night. This is youth service. Youth gather together at Friday 6 p.m. and they prepare dinner and eat dinner and have a service. This is youth service also. And our students had a health check. Then we try to check their health every year. One businessman donated clothing to our children. Then they really like to wear the new one. And our students visited the factory. The owner of the factory is a Christian, so they have the Christmas festival every Christmas day. So our children visited there and sang a song together. This is the baptism ceremony. Pastor Burat visited last November and led the baptism ceremony. 3 people were baptized. And medical mission. One pastor and one Christian doctor and pharmacist visited School of Hope Vietnam last November. So we visited a rural area, the church, and the doctor checked the health, pharmacist gave medicine, and the pastor prays and evangelized them. It's a really good and effective mission. This year, my daughter Esther will join the team. And the pharmacist works. This is Korean-Vietnamese bilingual service. Husband, Korean. Wife, Vietnamese. So they cannot attend the regular church. So now 5 families gather together. We have a service at each member's home every Sunday, then change every Sunday because we don't have a permit and be careful. This is Buduk Church, which is about 3 hours away near Cambodian border. So bilingual church help them and visit them regularly. This is Konto Faith Church. To the southbound is 5 hours away. So that church too, we have the relationship. This is the spiritual leader training. 11 church leaders gather together and then they learn the Bible. Korean pastors visit and teach Bible. This is very important to take care and grow the leaders in Vietnam and planting the church. We are going to have a meeting and the class 2 times a year, or if possible, 3 times a year. This is the Future Hope Church and School of Hope. We really need church building. Please pray for that. And the prayer request. Salvation all the students and their families. First School of Hope, 51 students. Second School of Hope, 10 students. Third School of Hope, 20 students, to get the permits for all 3 schools and the Vietnamese government.
for scholarships, Hope Church for safety and revival, and for the church permit to build the Hope Church and the first school of hope. Actually, we prepared the land already, so just building. And for the Korean, Vietnamese bilingual church, for the youth afternoon program, for ongoing good relationship with the 5 Vietnamese teachers, for training the Vietnamese speech leaders in the planting churches, for us, James and Lois, for good health in body and spirit, to give glory to God through all of these ministries. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love and mercy. Thank you for using Oakridge Baptist Church to spread your word and love to the world. Even at this time, too many people in Vietnam are dying without any hope because they do not have a chance to listen about Jesus Christ. No one is telling them about Jesus. And there are not many churches to talking about Jesus Christ. We understand that we have to share the good news and have to love them because that is the duty you gave us. Let us pray earnestly for them, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In your name we pray. Amen.